previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Now, GQ, if you haven't felt the rugby fever yet, where have you been, eh? The Junior Springboks have been absolutely flying at the Nelson Mandela Bay Stadium. And after that massive win over Australia, all eyes now turn to a huge showdown against the New Zealand under-20s. And leading the charge is the captain, Riley Norton, who joins us this morning on the show to chat about the tournament, the pressure, the pride, and why the people of GQ need to pack the stadium this coming Saturday. Riley, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very, very good, thanks. Thanks so much for the opportunity.
That's good to hear, man. Riley, firstly, captaining the Junior box in front of an amazing home crowd must be really special. What's the atmosphere in the camp been like this week?
No, I think at the moment it's just exciting, if I'm being honest. Obviously, like you said now, playing at home is super special. To be able to run out, to be able to sing the national anthem in front of your home crowd, it really doesn't get better. And in the week, the coaches have obviously presented, and we've had previews and reviews, and all of them have just said there's no better opportunity and there's no better place to be in at the moment as an under-20 rugby player. You're playing against one of your greatest rivals at home to try and win a trophy. So at the moment, obviously, there's a bit of nerves, but for the most part, it's just excitement.
Let's talk about technical skill and mindset. I mean, how do you keep yourself focused and avoid complacency?
No, well, I think, obviously, we just want to make South Africa proud and we want to make our home fans proud. So at the moment, coaches do an unbelievable job of just keeping us grounded. And we've experienced it where we've taken our foot off the pedal and then rugby comes and gets you. So we understand that these teams are unbelievable and New Zealand is doing their own prep and they're a super proud rugby nation. So if we don't get our things right, then they'll come for us. So at the moment, there's no complacency and the coaches are just keeping us in check. And we understand that that's when rugby can teach you a lesson. So we're all eyes on the task at hand and we're just excited to go on Saturday.
So Riley, the crowd here in GQ has really gotten behind the team. How much of a lift does that actually give the players during a game?
No, massive. I really can't tell you how unbelievable it is to run out and to hear your home fans support for you. We go from warm up in the change room and we walk probably 150 meters to the B field where we go and warm up, and there's just kids supporting us, cheering us on. So for us, that's probably the biggest thing, is to try and give back to the community here. They've been really unbelievable, and we're hoping that the brand of rugby that we're playing, the attacking style, the entertaining style, but also showcasing what it means to be South African, and we're going to try and do that again on Saturday. But that really has been one of the most special things, to go out and to see how many people have come out and support us.
Two of the biggest rivals, especially with us, against New Zealand. A clash against New Zealand under 20 always means something extra in rugby. Does the team feel that history and rivalry during the preparation? Do you guys feel that?
Yeah, I definitely think you do. Obviously, it's another game of rugby, and you don't want to overhype anything, but just facing the haka, obviously the greatest rivalry coming up this year, and just obviously the tradition and history that we've had, it definitely does play a part, you know, and that just leads to the excitement even more, that you want to test yourselves against the best, and they are considered the best. So, yeah, at the moment, everyone just wants to get on that field and just showcase what we have.
I mean, obviously, there's a lot of physical skill set that goes into this as well, but I mean, mentally, what sort of mental routines do you use to main focus from kickoff to the final whistle?
I think Coach Kevin has an unbelievable thing that he tells us, is just be where your feet are. You know, I think a lot of times you look at the results, you look at the scoreboard, and there's a lot of pressure that comes with that. And sometimes you go through different scenarios where you look at the past, you look at the future, and that actually just doesn't help you at all. So whenever he has a meeting with us before the game, he says, you know, wiggle your toes, feel your feet, just be where you are now. You know, go through the warm-up, go through your prep, and when that first minute goes, just focus on what's in front of you. And we have a motto as well, like, win the moment in front of your face. You know, if that's making your next tackle or doing the next line-out or kicking the ball as a 10, just do that to the best of your abilities. And if you can stack that every minute on top of each other, hopefully the result will take care of itself. But worrying about the future and worrying about the past, that won't help you at all.
Well, finally, for anyone still deciding whether to come to the stadium, why should they make sure they are there to support the Junior box live?
I just think because I want them to know how much we're trying to give back to them, and we want to really make them proud. And hopefully, if they come out on Saturday and support us and cheer us on, that we'll give back to them and we'll play really a brand of rugby that will give everything. So the atmosphere is unbelievable. The Nelson Mandela Bay Stadium has done an unbelievable part of making it special for us, and just the facilities and the atmosphere is awesome and off the charts. So if I was them, I would definitely come out for a few hours of a day, and I think they'll really, really enjoy it.
Under-20s captain for the Bookers, Captain Riley Norton, joined us on the show this morning. Riley, thank you so much, and wishing you all the best for the future coming matches as well.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.